Around Toronto's Little Italy neighborhood, there is something for everyone, whether you're a history buff, fashion lover, or searching for the city's best pasta. The famous College Street strip is dotted with endless restaurants and nightlife venues, with revelers riding the city's hallmark streetcars east and west while perusing their options. Yet, even in a place so well-loved, visitors can expect the unexpected. Between bakeries, pizza places, and cocktail lounges, there are a few hidden gems not to be overlooked when visiting one of the city's most beloved neighborhoods. Lilliput Hats. Milliner Karen Ruiz has crafted wearable art in her downtown studio for over three decades. Fashion lovers will find no shortage of temptation in her well-curated windows, where a wide array of hats are on display. Choose from Wimbledon-worthy fascinators, customizable berets available in different colors and materials, or pillbox hats with bold patterns. Known for dressing the stars, Ruiz collaborated with late Canadian music icon Gord Downie on his style-defining, feather-adorned top hats. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Lilliput Hats, at Lilliput Hats. Johnny Lombardi statue. A local legend is cast in bronze at the corner of College Street and Grace Street. The statue of Johnny Lombardi, which sits at one end of a curved concrete bench, shows him immortalized in a friendly pose, chatting with a bronzed boy seated opposite him on a bench. There's enough space in the middle for anyone who pays a visit to nestle in between. Many called Lombardi the mayor of Little Italy before he passed away in 2002. He was known for his many community initiatives, most notably a radio station that broadcasted in dozens of languages and a multicultural picnic. The artists Veronica and Edwin Dam de Nogales sculpted the monument. The Royal Theatre. Although its film screening calendar has been limited in recent years, this independent cinema still hosts live events on its College Street stage. The Royal Theatre's mission is to build Toronto culture, which it does by hosting an array of acts and festivals, including live podcasts and stand-up comedy, while collaborating with local beer, spirit and snack purveyor Birreria Volo to create its eclectic concession menu. Cry Baby Gallery. This tiny gallery hosts a rotating selection of Toronto's local artists. A friendly attendant seated in the back corner will give visitors a rundown of whose art is on display and how they got their start, while the entrance to a speakeasy is tucked away behind the host station. Whether you're looking for a taste of local art or a splash of something stronger, Cry Baby has something to offer. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by RAZZLEDAZZLE at crybaby.gallery. She said boom. No cultural hub is complete without a local bookstore, and She Said Boom has been adding their cash to College Street for over 25 years. The shop caters to music and book lovers with a wide selection of book titles and genres, as well as well-appointed crates of vinyl records. The team buys and sells books and records in good condition, making them a magnet for collectors who are digging for a rare groove or looking to offload their old collections. Monocle. Part magazine store, part gift shop, it's easy to get happily lost in the Monocle shop. The publication Monocle prints and distributes around the world. The magazine focuses on style, decor, ideas, people and politics. Inside the store, the curiosities that line the walls reflect its penchant for each of these things. There are plenty of stationery sets, pens and notebooks for jotting down inspiration, globes and other chic home accessories, and a small selection of clothing. The store is part of an international network of Monocle locations, making it the perfect place to meet interesting people from far and wide. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by the Monocle shop, at shop.monocle. Little Italy has plenty to offer any curious visitor. Grab a cappuccino or gelato, have a stroll, and let the adventure unfold.